These techniques are concerned with emptiness. These are the most delicate, most subtle. Because even to conceive emptiness seems impossible. Buddha has used all these four techniques for his disciples and bhikkhus. Because of these four techniques, he was misunderstood totally. Buddhism got completely uprooted from Indian soil just because of these four techniques. Because Buddha said there is no God. Because if there is God, you cannot be totally empty. You may not be there, but the God will be there. The divine will be there. And your mind can deceive you. Because your divine may be just your mind playing tricks. Buddha said there is no soul. Because if there is any soul, Atma, then you can hide your ego behind it. Your ego will be difficult to leave you. If you feel that there is some self within you, and then you cannot be totally empty because you will be there. Just to prepare ground for these techniques of emptiness, Buddha denied everything. He was not an atheist, but he appears to be an atheist because he says there is no God. He says there is no soul. He says there is nothing substantial in existence. Existence is empty. Just to prepare ground for these techniques. And once you enter emptiness, you would have entered all. The divine you may call it, God you may call it, or Atma, soul, whatsoever you like. But you can enter the truth only when you are totally empty. Nothing should be left of you. Hindus thought that Buddha is just destroying religion. Because he is teaching irreligion. And people who heard him, even they couldn't follow. Because whenever you go somewhere, you go to seek something. You never go to seek emptiness. So those who heard him, they were seeking something. Nirvana, moksha, the other world, heaven, truth, but something they were seeking. They had come to gratify their ultimate desire, to find the truth. That is the last desire. And unless you are completely desireless, you cannot know the truth. The very condition of knowing is to be totally desireless. So one thing is certain, you cannot desire truth. If you desire, the very desire will become the barrier. Masters have been there before Buddha who were teaching, don't desire, be desireless. But they were talking about God, about the kingdom of God, heaven, paradise, moksha, the ultimate freedom and liberation. And they were talking that be desireless. Buddha felt that you cannot be desireless if there is something to be attained. You may pretend that you are desireless, but this pretense of desirelessness is also for some desire to be fulfilled. It is false, because masters say that you cannot attain to ultimate bliss with desire, and you want to attain ultimate bliss, so you start being desireless. You try to be desireless so that you can attain the ultimate bliss. But the desire is there. You are trying to be desireless just because of a desire. So Buddha says there is no God to be attained. Even if you desire, there is no one to be attained. Be desireless. There is no moksha somewhere. There is no goal. Life is meaningless and goalless. His emphasis is just beautiful and wonderful. No one has tried that way. He destroys all the goals just to help you to be desireless. If the goals are there, how you can be desireless? And if you are not desireless, you will not attain to the goals. This is the paradox. He destroyed all the goals. Not that those goals are not there. They are there. And they can be attained. But if you want to attain them, if you desire to attain them, it is impossible. The very basic condition is you must be desireless. Then the ultimate happens to you. So Buddha says there is nothing to be desired. Your desires are futile. Drop all desires. When there is no desire, you will be empty. Just imagine, if there is no desire within you, what you will be? You are nothing but a bundle of desires. All desires gone, simply you disappear. Not that you will not exist, you will exist as an emptiness. You will be there just like a vacant room. No one is there. A sunya, a nothingness. Buddha has called this nothingness anatma, anatta, no soulness. You will not feel any sense of that I am. Just emptiness, no I to it. Because I is nothing but accumulated desires, condensed desires, crystallized desires, many, many desires have become your I. Just as physicists say that if you analyze matter, matter is nothing but atoms. There is nothing to join those atoms. Each atom is surrounded by a vacant space. You have one rock in your hand. There is no rock. Just atoms of energy, and between two atoms, infinite space. Even a rock is spacious, porous. They say that soon we will be able to pull that space out from anything. A jewel has written one story in 21st century. One passenger starts calling for coolies on a big station. Other passengers who are traveling in the same compartment with this passenger, they cannot understand because he had no luggage, just a packet of cigarettes and a small matchbox. That's all his luggage. And he goes on calling coolies. A big group has gathered. Some passenger asks, why you are calling? You don't have anything. You can carry this matchbox and this pocket of cigarettes yourself. What are you going to do with this 24 coolies? That passenger laughs and he says, try. You try that matchbox. That matchbox is not ordinary. One railway engine is condensed into it. It is possible soon. The space has been pulled out. And then it can be again, the space can be forced in and the engine will take its shape again. Big things can be carried without much problem. The weight will remain the same. Their shape, their form will become smaller and smaller. A matchbox can contain a railway engine. But the weight will remain the same because space has no weight. You can pull out the space, you have not pulled the weight. The weight will remain the same because weight is contained by the atoms, not by the space. They say the whole earth can be condensed into the form, the shape of one apple. But the weight will remain the same. And if you pull apart all these atoms, if you take one atom out and then another and then another and you take all the atoms out, nothing is left behind. So matter is just an appearance. Buddha has analyzed the human mind in the similar way. He is one of the greatest scientists possible. He says your ego is nothing but just desires, atomic desires. Millions of desires are there, they make you. You go on pulling one desire by one. A moment will come when there is no desire, you have disappeared. Just space. Just vacant space remains. And this Buddha says is Nirvana. This cessation of your being completely. You no more. And Buddha says, this is silence. Unless you are completely gone, silence cannot descend in you. Buddha says, you cannot be silent because you are the problem. You cannot be peaceful because you are the disease. And you can never be blissful because you are the only barrier for the bliss. Can come any moment, but you are the barrier. When you are not, bliss will be there. When you are not, peace will be there. When you are not, silence will be there. When you are not, ecstasy will be there. When your inner being is totally empty, this emptiness itself is bliss. That's why Buddha's teachings are called Sunyavad, the philosophy of emptiness, or the philosophy of zero. These four techniques are to attain this state of being, or you can call it a state of no being, there is no difference. You can give it a positive term, as Hindus and Jains have called it soul. You can give it a more appropriate but negative term, as Buddha have called it anatma, no selfness or no soulness. It depends on you. But whatsoever you call, there is no one to be named and called. Just infinite space. That's why I say these are the ultimate techniques, the most delicate, the most difficult, but the most wonderful. And if you can work with any of these four techniques, you will gain the unattainable.